The aftermath of a huge car bombing here in Kabul. The target was significant. It was US-led forces. When these forces appeared on the road, the bomber rammed his car into their convoy, creating these scenes.
I was in my office when a huge explosion rocked this area. It shattered the windows of our office. We quickly took shelter to save our lives. It was a very frightening attack.
The location of the attack is very strategic. Here is a very strategic place, home to several US military bases which host thousands of American and NATO forces. And they remain the number one target for the Taliban militants.
This road connects Kabul to Jalalabad city in the east. It's also used by foreign troops because some of their military bases are in the same place. Camp Phoenix, a key US military facility, is nearby. And bombers arrive here in their explosives-packed cars. They wait by the roadside for foreign troops. And once these soldiers come close, the attackers detonate their bombs.
The Taliban is responsible for this attack too. Shortly after the blast, this militant group has claimed responsibility, saying they killed 14 foreign troops and wounded several others. But only three deaths have been confirmed by the US military. These are the latest fatalities. The overall number of foreign military deaths has now reached 151 so far this year. But this figure is expected to rise, as the war is still raging here. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.